Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Natstown. Welcome to Nats Nightly. This is Patrick Reddington from Federal Baseball. I've got Doghouse from Federal Baseball on the line after the Nationals' seriously disappointing 8-1 loss to the Philadelphia Phillies today. As you can hear, Doghouse is yet again on his way out of Nats Park after the Nationals came up empty against Cole Hamels. Doghouse will start with Strasburg. 5-1 in 12 career starts versus the Phillies, 2 ERA, even 10.49 K per 9, 204, 238, 303 line against, but 5.98 ERA, 389 BABIP against, 316, 368, 460 line against, and 40 2/3 innings pitched this season. Sitting 97 with the fastball early, worked out around an error in the second, but a walk, a double on an 0-2 change, RBI ground out in the third, 1-0, 2-0 on an RBI double to right. By Ryan Howard, 4-0 on an 0-2 fastball to Mikhail Franco that ends up in the right field seats above the out-of-town scoreboard. 6-0 before he's done for the day after 3 2/3 innings pitched. Another stinker from Strasburg here. If you weren't worried beforehand, people are starting to get worried about what's wrong with Strasburg after he fails to get out of the fourth for the third start in the last four.
Yeah, well, I was worried before, and I guess I'm still worried now, but So the whole game we're looking to see where's the fastball command. He didn't look sharp the first two innings, but he looked acceptable. Then he gives up the leadoff walk, and you're thinking to myself, maybe he's not spotting it well. At least he hasn't been throwing any bad changeups. Uh-oh. Well, so what are you going to do? Obviously, whatever issues that he picked up in spring training trying to work around the injury are still with him. We're not seeing the good command. At least we have the velocity. But that's not going to help you if you can't spot it where you need to spot it to stay ahead of hitters and to keep people fooled. Because it was pretty clear after one time through the order that he was not fooling very many people today.
You think it's a thing of pitch selection with him? We noted that a double and a home run on 0-2 pitches, a fastball and a changeup in each instance. I checked it out. Hitters were 2-for-18 on 0-2 pitches before that. You mentioned he's just not fooling anyone. Is this like a pitch selection thing? Is it just location for Strasburg? I know you're sitting up in the 300s today, so you can't really see where he's locating all that much other than replays. But what do you think? If you had a diagnosis, what are you thinking at this point?
Well, if I want to go full on doom, I'll say he's not getting enough movement on his fastball anymore. Because you remember he used to have crazy movement on it before Tommy John. He had less,
yeah,
but it was still serviceable. And I didn't see the pitches today on a center field camera, so I couldn't give you a judgment. But if I want to go doom, I'm going to say his fastball is flat and it's going to be hittable now. It's going to be fast, but it's going to be hittable. If I want to look on the bright side, I'll just say it's a command problem. And he's leaving pitches up, and he's not busting people in or getting them reaching anymore. He's leaving things out where they're hittable. And I'm going to prefer to think of it that way until I am disproved of that by actual data, which I'm sure probably exists. But I'm going to choose to look on the bright side and that he can come back from this when he gets his command back, hoping that he gets his command back.
Now, the problems with his command, with his delivery, the mechanical issues he thinks he's going through and they've talked about all these weeks, those are all one thing. But several times today, even FP Santangelo noted on the broadcast, he's given up hits and then not covering where he's supposed to be on the field, not backing up home plate on a few plays. You can excuse sort of the mechanical things while he sorts them out, but these mental issues that cost the Nationals a few bases, at least, if not runs in this game. And you really just can't have that from a major league pitcher who's, you know, kind of out there and frustrated and not doing what he's supposed to do on the field.
Yeah, I'm reluctant to get too far into the psychology of the game, but you know, as you point out, not doing the fundamentals is a problem. At this level, you got to be playing all parts of the game. And if you contrast what he's done, what he did today with what Scherzer did yesterday, where he was showing fantastic baseball smarts, total grasp of the fundamentals. Granted, he's very good at baseball and having a very good stretch of games here. But, you know, take an example of the rundown where he powered last night. Textbook. Catches the ball, turns, freezes him, runs straight at him. And the classic example of the rundown, you should only throw the ball once. He threw the ball once, got the out. Today, I imagine if Strauss had that play, we would have, it either would have gotten by him or he would have thrown it away. That's a little ungenerous. It just seems that's how the game was going today.
Yeah, and it's hard to just pick on him. 5 errors overall on the day by the Nationals. 2 of them charged to Harper, maybe not necessarily his fault. You get throws in that don't get caught and end up getting thrown around the infield. Ugly game all around from the Nationals. On the other side of the coin, Cole Hamels, 4-1 in the last 6 starts since the Nationals faced him in April. 2.245 ERA over that stretch, 231, 309, 293 line against in those outings. 15-9 career versus the Nats with a 272 ERA, 218, 275, 349 line against. If I were the Phillies, I would trade him right now. There's one other player I'm going to say that about before this is done. 1 earned run and 8 innings pitched. Cole Hamels just completely dominated. Ian Desmond's double late in the game extends his hit streak to 8 games, but that's pretty much all the Nationals did against him. Pretty much the only hit they got that was out of the infield, if not the only one. I didn't actually look at that, but basically Cole Hamels dominates the Nationals again and gets the Phillies a win.
Yeah, Hamels is a good pitcher. He's easily the best player on the Phillies right now, and there is no reason he should be on that team. He really has – they have nothing to do with him. He has nothing he can accomplish there other than increasing his trade value. I agree with you. They should seek to move him as quickly as they can before, you know, he runs into an unlucky streak and people maybe miss out on giving a better quality throw-in with whatever the main piece of whatever trade he's involved in. The only bright side I can see on this is if he continues to inflate his trade value, think how terrible the Phillies are going to be when they finally get rid of him and that the Nats get to play them for the second half of the season.
Yeah. Starting to make me think Ryan Howard's thinking along those same lines and trying to hit his way out of the Phillies lineup as well. Today, 3-for-5 with a home run to center, 26-for-75, 6 home runs in May after that blast. He's right there on the list with Hamels, but to trade him now, if Ruben Amaro can't get anything for these guys when they're playing like they are right now, maybe he's the one who should be out of Philadelphia.
I can imagine there are quite a few Philly fans who would argue that RAJ should have been out of there a long time ago. I'm sure Howard isn't particularly happy with being where he is and how that team is doing. And it'll be interesting to see the Phillies paying $20 million a year for him to play on some other team pretty soon. But tonight, boy, this was a 2009-looking Phillies-Nats kind of game. And I can say I was not enjoying the nostalgia.
We're going to continue the FB Federal Baseball tradition of stressing the positives. We got A.J. Cole out there on the mound. Got to see a lot of him today, at least. 7 Ks, 9 straight set down to end the outing after he filled in for Strasburg in the 4th. Nice outing from Cole. We got to see a really nice curveball off of him. Fastball in the low 90s, 65 pitches to save the bullpen. We're going to add maybe Casey Jansen's debut, a scoreless 8-pitch inning for the Nationals. The bullpen really kind of came through for the Nationals when Strasburg was out of there early, particularly A.J. Cole with a nice outing.
Yeah, although I got to say here, I got to question Matt Williams' bullpen management there because there in the bottom of the 8th, he had a chance to pinch hit Robinson for A.J. Cole and leave him in to pitch. So I'm not quite sure. I guess he wanted to get Jansen some work, so maybe I'll cut him some slack on that move. But, yeah, Cole, he was put into not such a great situation, but certainly a lot lower pressure than his first start when he was kind of thrown out there to the wolves. All right, gave up a couple of runs, but on the whole, he racked up some strikeouts. He showed some good movement, some nice changes of speed. A lot more promising. I think maybe he's working out of whatever nerves he's had at the big league list. Sorry, at this level, drink for at this level.
twice.
And see if we can go for the hat trick. And it was also nice to get a bit of an introduction to Casey Jansen, who is it me or is he a real fidgety looking guy? And so he's sort of dancing around, kind of oscillating up there as he's getting into his big leg kick windup. That was fun to watch, especially since he seemed to be effective for not throwing the ball so hard. So let's look forward to seeing some more effective pitching out of him, fingers crossed.
Yeah, as you know, I don't watch a whole lot of American League ball. He's been with the Blue Jays for all those years before he signed here, so I hadn't seen much of him before spring training. He's definitely a little bit fidgety out there, definitely more of a junk baller than I would have thought. I just hadn't watched enough of him before he signed with the Nationals, so nice to see him come out and have a good inning, no pressure situation there, so he goes out and throws a quick frame, and good to see him get his debut out of there. And if you'll forgive me for the end of this second sentence and my next point, Phillies were 1-5 in their last six against the Nats, 11-22 in the last 33 in D.C. They snapped the Nats' six-game winning streak. Is this a case of the sun even shining on a dog's ass someday?
That's the perfect example of what the sun was shining on today. Not that I'm comparing. Yeah, well, no, I am exactly comparing the Phillies to that. Thank you for setting that up. And I'd have to say, just generally, while we're looking on the bright side, the expression "a beautiful day for baseball," I think, was basically invented for days like today. It was sunny, not a cloud in the sky, sort of low 70s, low humidity, nice gentle breeze, beautiful day to be sitting at the ballpark drinking a beer. And if there's a game on, fine.
As we continue,
I want to be a little doomy. I can say that the Nats kind of look a little listless out there, but, well, I won't go that far right now.
As we continue the nonsensical end of our show here, before the game, I know you're not on Twitter, but if you were, you could have enjoyed seeing Ryan Sandberg apparently getting very angry at the Nationals playing slow jams during batting practice as soon as the opposing team takes the field for BP. Ryan Sandberg, through reporters, called it Bush League. He's the latest opposing manager to threaten retaliation when the Nationals visit their home park. I don't know if you ever get there early enough. When I've gone there and been in the park to report on the games, there's a good hour where you have to listen to the Nats pumping slow jams out during the opposing team's batting practice. It's sort of funny. I know Mark Zuckerman, among others, has commented on the fact that the opposing team's reporters really can't figure out what's going on, and about 40 minutes into it start getting super frustrated. But is this funny on the Nationals' part or something that's just really kind of juvenile and Bush League, like Sandberg says?
Why can't it be both? And honestly, you're gonna complain about being mocked by the music in the ballpark. You know, this is the one thing I admire about the Atlanta Braves. Their organist, who is so talented and creative and constantly comes up with funny walk-up music to play on the stadium organ for visiting players. You know, this is part of the game. It's wacky. It's fun. I know Dave would argue against it if he were on the show tonight because, you know, he's against fun. But myself, I'm in favor. And if this means that, in some future game when the Nats are playing in Philly, that, you know, they have to sit through Celine Dion while they're trying to do their batting practice or whatever, so be it. The gauntlet has been thrown. Spin your worst.
Something tells me there's elevator music or possibly something worse. Maybe an hour of Britney Spears while the Nationals warm up, though I think they might enjoy that. So we'll see what the Phillies have for them when they go to Philadelphia.
Hey, it's up tempo.
And that drop today's one, 8-1. Tomorrow afternoon, the rubber match, Gio Gonzalez versus the orangutan on the mound there. Expected Gio Gonzalez to come through with a big start here and pick the Nationals up after a loss to the Phillies.
Yeah, sure, let's expect that. That's exactly what we're going to do. Sorry, I'm fighting very hard the urge to go ook in mockery of our recent loser of the post-anthem stare down.
We'll wrap it up there. Nats Nightly, sponsored by the District Sports page and federalbaseball.com. Let's go out and enjoy the rest of our Saturdays after a stinker, a rare stinker. We should note the Nationals are still, I believe, 18-5 in their last 23 games, so try not to get too upset about this one, even though it wasn't a good way to spend your afternoon, unless you were in the park on a beautiful day in Nats Town. But 25-18 after the loss, 8-1 today in D.C. Nats Nightly, sponsored by the District Sports page and federalbaseball.com. Enjoy the rest of your night there, Doghouse.
Go Nats.